What do you think is going to happen tonight?
I think there's going to be a goat slaying.
Are you going to participate?
I hope so.
We're not going to let them do what they did last year. We came out a little bit earlier than we did last year, and we were prepared for that, so I don't think you're going to see anything like you saw last year.
In 1996, when Kentucky men's basketball became the NCAA champions, 10,000 people partied on the streets of Lexington. It's a year later, the team has just lost, and the police are waiting.
So what are you going to do now that Kentucky's lost?
We're going to go to bed!
One person who won't be going to bed just yet is Police Chief Mary Walsh.
We expected a victory, and we expected probably 12,000 to 15,000 people. I must say that I didn't expect to see this kind of a crowd with a loss.
So do you expect to just stay on the sidelines and watch?
Police, yeah. As long as the behavior is like this and there's not any destruction of property or trying to injure anyone, we're going to stay on the sidelines and just let them have a celebration here.
And what did you learn about the best way to handle a crowd in a situation like this?
Well, I think the philosophy has been the same, you know, just cordon off the area and let them have the street for their celebration and just let them have some fun as long as they're doing it lawfully.
Riot! Throw the place down!
And could I ask why you bring mounted police along? Is there a reason for that?
They're very good in a crowd if we have to take some kind of offensive action.
Last year's victory led to looting and vandalism. This year, 300 police in riot gear were primed to keep the crowd in its place. Still, the police and public insisted on calling the event a celebration.
Shut up.
Sounds like a party to me from here.
Yeah, but they're going to burn Lexington down, then it won't be a party.
So what do you think will happen tonight?
I'm scared to even think what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen now.
Weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more today. Kentucky home!
13 people were arrested during this year's celebration. However, thousands of others staggered home, avoiding arrest. At least this time, illegal was acceptable. Under what different setting would a celebration end and a confrontation begin?